During the making of this album, of course, you, Lou and Murph, how do you work together nowadays? Is it all very collaborative, or does someone come out with the songs and you go from there, or how's it work?
Yeah, we work the same way we've always worked. I just kind of write a song and then teach Murph, or make a demo with me playing drums and teach Murph the drums, and then Lou comes up with the bass part.
So you pretty much do the drum lines as well, and Murph just copies them.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people don't consider like drums as part of the song or something, but I hear it as part of the song, so there's not much room for anything on the drumming end, but the bass is pretty wide open. I don't really hear that when I'm writing the song.
So Lou has free rein on the bass.
Yeah.
Your guitar, of course. Guitar solos, I think, for me, are what stand out. Back in 94, when I was 18, I heard Feel the Pain. And that final guitar solo before the end of the song just fills me with joy every time I hear it. I love it. Now, 22 years later, I just saw you've released a recording of all the guitar solos from your new album, 6 Minutes and 50 Seconds worth. How do you rehearse solos in general for recording, or do you just do them as one-take wonders?
Yeah, I just wing it and then see what I've come up with. And usually it's all right. If I don't like it, I'll just come back another day and I'll try it.
So you don't really plan them too much?
No, they're just, all improvised. I can't really even copy it again. I'm just kind of playing whatever.
That's cool.
I was always impressed with people who can play the same solo over and over again, like Randy Rhoads or something. It's not something I can do.
Do you listen back to your songs and your solos to replicate them later, live?
No. Maybe like the first note or something. That's about it.
You taught yourself to play guitar, I heard, which is pretty extraordinary. What sort of advice do you give to people who are trying to learn guitar and maybe want to do it themselves? How did you do it?
I wrote songs, so you can't really be playing it wrong if you wrote it. So I just wrote songs, and then I wasn't good at playing Led Zeppelin covers or anything. I just wrote. Or I progressed, I'd play whatever I could play and write songs. Or I'd jam along with some records, but I'd just kind of improvise over it. I always like to play solos.
Which guitarists do you admire and do you look up to?
I like Ron Ashton from the Stooges. He seemed like what he was playing was possible to play. Hendrix seemed impossible to play, but Ron Ashton seemed more in reach of something that I could attain or something.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I like Greg Sage from the Wipers. I liked Mick Taylor from the Stones.
Nice.
Steve Winwood, I like his guitar playing. A lot of people, Paul Kalsas, and Bones from Discharge, Fast Eddie.
Yeah. You listen to a lot of new music nowadays?
Yeah, I like, some stuff. I like Steve Gunn. I think he's a good guitar player, and I like his songs.
You've continued to play and release music for so long now, over the 4 decades. And even during that gap when Dinosaur Jr. weren't playing, you did some solo stuff and other records. What do you prefer? Do you prefer sort of doing everything yourself, or do you always prefer to have people around you to bounce off?
I prefer to do it myself, I guess. But I see the benefit in, having other people on it and gives a different energy and stuff, and ultimately sounds better, but I guess I'd prefer to just do it all myself.
I heard that you enjoy playing drums, sometimes more than guitar. Is that always the case?
Yeah, I started out on drums. It always felt more you know, it's more primal or more expressive or something.
Yeah.
Pounding on drums.
Your latest video clip, or one of the clips from this latest album, Tiny, features your dog, Beefy, on a skateboard. Look, I've always wondered, when I've seen dogs on skateboards, how do you get them on there in the first place? How did you teach Beefy to get on a skateboard?
Oh, it's not my dog, though.
Oh, it's not yours?
Yeah, just the owner taught him.
Ah, I thought
about it. I always heard the first dog that did it just did it on his own, and then other people were trying to make their dogs skateboarders. I don't know what happens. I tried to make my dog skateboard. It didn't work.
I know. I've tried as well. I've tried a cat as well. It doesn't work either.
I had a dog that would, like, rip skateboards out from under people and chew on them violently. That was about it.
Do you skate much nowadays?
Not too much these days.
You've done a bunch of collaborations recently, including stuff with our own Courtney Barnett. Who have you most enjoyed playing with, especially recently?
I don't know. My last thing I did, I played with Jane's Addiction the other day. That was pretty weird.
Nice.
Acoustic. Jane says, yeah, it's my favorite Jane's Addiction song. I guess that was pretty wild.
Yeah, nice. They're touring with you, aren't they?
Yeah, we just toured with them for a couple of weeks.
And you were in Australia a few years ago for the last album. You're thinking of heading out this way again?
Yeah, probably.
We definitely enjoy seeing
we're
you here.
We're talking about January.
Oh, nice. Well, yeah, we definitely love to see you down under, of course, especially with the new album. What about, you know, you and Lou nowadays? Of course, there was a pretty well publicized that the two of you sort of had a few issues in the breakup originally. Do you two sort of, you know, pretty smooth nowadays? This pretty happy relationship?
Yeah, it's reasonable.
Do you see each other a lot when you're not playing?
No.
More just when you're recording and gigging?
Yeah, I thought maybe I'd see him more if we'd moved back to the area, but
yeah,
I never run into him, maybe.
And just finally, I have to ask, how is the Big Muff collection going? You still adding to it?
Not actively, but, you know, something falls in my lap.
Do you try them out now and then, pull different ones out and give them a play? Or are they sort of all ornamental nowadays?
No, I just use the same only one.
Well, it's a pretty impressive collection. I think, you know, if anyone ever needs to borrow a pedal, do you ever say, yeah, you can borrow one of these, or are you pretty protective of them?
Depends who it is, I guess.
Sure. Thanks so much for the chat today, Jay.
All right.